A lot to get to today, and it's a packed schedule. I really appreciate you being here today, and I appreciate David Zier sitting in on the television portion of this program, and Scott Bertram sitting in on the radio portion of this program whilst I was away. Their support, very helpful, and I hope you were kind to those folks. They do a fine job and work hard when I'm not here. I can't work every day. You know, we try, but we can't work every day. All right, a few things to catch up on. And I have noticed that there seems to be some buyer's remorse in the mainstream media. Some of the biggest cheerleaders for Joe Biden and his administration heading into the election are at the point of like, what do we do here? You've got the border that's a disaster. You've got the pandemic that's going into a fourth surge. You've got concerns about the economy and massive amounts of money. In fact, I want to start with that. Massive amounts of money that the Biden administration wants to spend again. Keep in mind, they just spent $1.9 trillion on top of trillions of dollars already spent, and they call it pandemic stimulus or whatever they call it, the Save America plan or Sink America plan, one of the two. Now they want to spend trillions more on infrastructure, but the infrastructure has little to do with roads and bridges and everything to do with a far-left wish list of things to get done, like making it possible for 16-year-olds to vote and creating sanctuary cities. By the way, illegals are being flown all over this country right now on jumbo jets and being delivered to your town and your neighborhood. Trust me, it's happening. Chris Wallace got a taste of buyer's remorse, it seems, over at Fox News. He nails Pete Buttigieg for lying. You see, Buttigieg came out and said, well, this $2.2 trillion is going to create 19 million jobs. No, that's not at all what the report said. Bite number five with Chris Wallace and Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation. Listen in.
It turns out the study you're citing from Moody's Analytics says the economy will add 16.3 million jobs without the infrastructure bill and 2.7 million more with it. So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
Well, you're right. I should have been more precise.
I should have told the truth. More precise would be being honest. Now, in fairness, Democrats have a very difficult time with math and simple math, really. If you have $1 and spend $2, that doesn't work over time. If you have $1 and spend $2, it just doesn't work over time. And when it comes to the question of unity, more buyer's remorse. This is from ABC News. More buyer's remorse when it comes to the question of unity, because Joe Biden campaigned on he was going to be this transitional figure. He was going to be this guy that brings us together. And instead, he wants to be a transformational figure who doesn't give a damn about bringing us together. Listen to this. Bite six.
In his campaign, Joe Biden offered himself as a candidate of unity and moderation, somebody who would work with Republicans, even suggesting he'd be a transitional president.
Look, I view myself as a bridge, not as anything else.
Nearly 3 months in, President Biden has blazed a different path, aiming to be a transformational president, acting to erase his predecessor's legacy and using his narrow Democratic majority to ram through the biggest expansion of government
ever. Biggest expansion of government ever. One more thing I want to get to before we get to a couple of phone calls on the Common Sense Hotline, which, by the way, is 888-900-9966. I want to get one more thing from Pete Buttigieg. He was asked about vaccine passports on Sunday as well. Vaccine passports. The Secretary of Transportation was asked about it. I said, yeah, government has no role in that. Okay, listen in.
Well, we don't view this as the role of the government to create or mandate any kind of vaccine passport. But these technologies are there. Private sector is working on them. And we're interested in following that and providing any kind of technical advice or support where needed. Ultimately, the bottom line is things like the CDC guidelines, and then airlines can decide over and above that what they think is right to protect their passengers, to protect their workers, and to build up that confidence in the safety of American travel.
Let's be clear about what he said here. Government has no role in that, but we'll do everything we can to help. Technical assistance and support we're watching very closely will help any way we can to create this. That's because many of these giant corporations and government are becoming more and more indistinguishable. They're one and the same. It's all blurred. All right, let's go to the Common Sense Hotline. Ken has been patient. He is in Livonia, Michigan. Ken's on the line. Again, it's 888-900-9966. Ken, what is on your mind?
Well, we talk about the importance of following the science when dealing with the coronavirus. But what I see is people's willingness to follow the intentional lies promoted by the government, by the CDC. We got to remind ourselves the CDC is controlled by our socialist-run government. These people never tell the truth. The World Health Organization is run by communists. That's the United Nations. They never tell the truth. The fact is, Steve, what is the truth is the coronavirus has a 99.9% survival rate. The truth is, Steve, when we use that 6% number of fatalities given to us by the CDC, the actual death rate from the coronavirus itself is only about 35,000, far less than the death rate, the actual death rate from influenza.
And there is no influenza this year. There's no flu. Ken, greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. There's no flu this year. It's been killed. Hang tight, Mike. I'll get to you in Pennsylvania right after the break. Don't go anywhere. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you should always have this number. The Common Sense Hotline here to the Steve Gruber Show is 888-900-9966. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.